Everybody, how are you today? I hope you slept well. Well, thank God we're awake today and alive. Lord, we give you praise and we worship you. Well, today I just want to ask you a question. Do you know that no matter what you do, you can't please everybody? And do you know that no matter what situation you're in, there is always somebody's situation worse off than yours? Now, a lot of us don't know that. We always think our situation is the worst or ours is the best. No matter how good yours is as well, there's always somebody that's going to be better than you. So why don't you just be yourself and not stop trying to be like everybody else? God has ordained a particular path for you. He has ordained what you're going to be, what you're going to go through, and how you're going to get there. Now, for example, a couple of weeks ago, I was in a room with some people and we were trying to discuss about having what you have in your account or what you don't have in your account. And someone said, well, I've only got 50,000. And I'm really broke. I need a lot of money. And the other person laughed and said, well, you're lucky. For the last 6 months, I've only had about 10, 15,000. It has never gone above that for the last 6 months. I don't even know what's going to happen. I need to buy so many things. I have to live from hand to mouth. And the third person laughed and said, you guys are rich. I've only got 2, 3,000 in my account. Now, for every level, everybody felt they were broke. I always say broke is relative. For a billionaire, when they start having millions, they're broke. For a millionaire, if they go down to 1, 2, 3, 4 million, they're broke. Now, it depends. Everybody gets broke, but it depends on the levels of broke. And no matter how much money you think you have or don't have, there's always somebody worse off than you. Do you know that you live in a house and you're complaining it's too tight, it's too small? Human beings were never satisfied. We always complain. And no matter how God elevates you or you keep going high, you always complain. Now you live in a high density area. You live in a one room. God gives you a flat. You complain about the flat. He gives you a 3-bedroom house. You complain about the house. He gives you a 5. You want more. He gives you a 7. You want more. He gives you a castle. You want more. No matter what he gives you, you still complain. It's never enough. The funny thing is, the more money you get, the more you want more. For those of you who are just struggling, who are going to get money soon, the minute you have it, you're going to want something else. Human beings were never satisfied. There's always something that we want. When you don't have a million, you cry to God and say, Lord, I want to be a millionaire. The day you become a millionaire, then you want to be a billionaire. The day you become a billionaire, then you want more. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. You have one shoes, you want two. You have two, you want three. You have three, you want four. We don't have a spirit of contentment. We're not even designed to be content, I think. I think for those who are content, it's the grace of God. Because I find that there's always complaints about everything. You have a nice wife who will stay at home, come back from work, cook for you, take care of you. You will complain. Oh, she doesn't dress well. Her food doesn't taste nice enough. There's somebody out there who is better than her. You go to step out on her. You get a mistress. You compare them. You have a husband who does everything for you. He's kind. He's generous. He's friendly. He's not enough. He doesn't have enough money. You have the one that has money. He doesn't love you enough. He's never spending time with you. And the one that spends time, he doesn't have enough money. It goes on like that and like that. Now you look good. You're a size 12 or a 14 or a 10 or whatever. You want to be in size 8. You're a size 8. You want to be a 4. You're a 4. You want to be a 2. And you're a size 20. You want to be 18. Why don't you just look at yourself and look in the mirror and say, Lord, thank you for creating me the way I am. The truth is, if you're not happy with yourself and you don't love yourself, nobody is going to love you. It starts with you. You got to wake up in the morning and look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful, I'm blessed, I'm amazing. Thank you, Lord, for creating me this way. Now, if you're happy from the inside, the happiness will begin to show on you. Do you know that no matter how you look or how you think you look, there's somebody who looks worse than you and there's somebody who looks better than you. You just have to be, if you go through life regretting what you look like, you will not have any self-confidence, you feel inferior. When you're in places, you won't even talk because you're thinking, I wonder what they're thinking about me. You got to have confidence to be able to fulfill what God has ordained for you. You got to be able to look at yourself every morning and be happy with the way you look and tell yourself, I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am amazing and I look good. And go out there and God, people, your beauty will shine forth. People will see you and gravitate towards you. Do you know that there are people who are amazingly beautiful, pretty, and they can't find a husband to marry? And you find somebody who people think do not look that good, and their husband is drop-dead gorgeous. Do you know why? Because God has made them to see beyond the physical. A lot of us don't see beyond the physical. We even decide to be friends with people because of the way they look, because of the way they speak, or because of what we think they have. You forget that the most important thing is what comes out of you, not what goes into you. You need to look at yourself and know that God created you for a reason. And the glory of God will begin to shine forth from you if you allow it to. Stop being complex. Stop looking down on yourself. You were created wonderfully and you're an amazing person. And the amazingness in you will flow out and people will see it and gravitate towards you. Now, let me give you a short story. This is a true life story. There are two people I know. One is drop dead gorgeous, beautiful, light in complexion, voluptuous figure. The other, nice figure too, lovely legs, everything. She's pretty too, but not as pretty as a light one. Now, everywhere the other one goes, they find favor, promotion. People love her, gravitate towards her. She married an amazing man, handsome, drop-dead, gorgeous, has children, everything. Now, the other one, on the other hand, got married, left her husband, but she finds no favor. People who gravitate towards her are those who just want to use her and dump her. And she can't catch a break. And one day they were together as friends and she said to that one, "What is it? What is it with you? Why does everybody like you? No matter what you do, no matter where we go, we sit together and it's you that everybody talks to and likes and gets your number and stuff. And you are the married one. I'm the one who's looking for a man. What's going on here?" And the third person who was with them said, "It's not her fault. It's the grace of God. People can just see it on her. She has an aura of grace. God's blessings are on her. So when everybody sees her, they gravitate towards her." Now, I call that favor with man and with God. It is important that before we leave home every morning, we say to God, "Father, Lord, please give me favor with man and with God. Go ahead, prepare a way for me. Speak through me, Lord, so that people will go out of the way to do things for me. And cover yourself with the blood of Jesus." Now, I thank you guys for listening to me. I know that God will help you get through what you're going through. But the most important thing is you yourself have to be happy. And know that this is what God has ordained for you. You are beautiful. You're confident. You're smart. You can do all things through Christ who created you. Thank you guys for listening to me this morning. I pray that God continues to cover you and bless you and give you favor. Remember, be a blessing every day and make a difference. Love you guys. Have an amazing day. Bye.